I'm Jess Crawford, and you're listening to the Let's Talk Money and Marriage podcast. Greg, it's our first podcast.
I know. Very exciting.
Absolutely. So this is my husband and now co-host, Greg Crawford. We both just wanted to pop on just for a brief 5 minutes and explain a little bit about what our podcast is all about. What you can expect in future episodes, and also a little bit about the two of us.
Yeah, so I'll start there. I'm a chartered financial planner. We both work for a company in East Yorkshire called Informed Financial Planning. So we've got a pretty good knowledge of financial advice, given that's what we do day to day.
I'd like to think so.
I'd like to think so too.
Both, obviously, we've worked in the industry for a very long time. I've been at IFP for almost 12 years now. How long have you been there, Greg? A lot longer.
A lot longer.
Yeah. Both of us are shareholders within the organisation. As Greg said, he's a chartered financial planner and I am the head of business development. So the reason why the two of us have decided to launch this podcast is because Greg is the financial guru. He's the one with all the technical knowledge.
Yeah,
do you
I think
agree?
So. Yeah,
and you don't sound that confident.
Yeah, I've definitely got the technical knowledge. I was wondering how you're going to introduce yourself.
So I was going to introduce myself. I'm all things marketing, all things business development, but obviously I'm not subject to that technical information all the time. So the reason why this might work is because I'll ask questions about finances, about what's in the news, about the things you're going to talk about, which hopefully a lot of our listeners can relate to.
Definitely so, yeah.
Yeah, so a little bit about the podcast itself then. So we, obviously, it's called Let's Talk Money and Marriage. So there is going to be an element in there about me and Greg, about how we manage our own finances, grown-up things, which I think is what you've called it in the past, Greg.
It is grown-up things. We naturally, like many of our clients, have financial planning needs ourselves, and we have to make decisions and we have to go through it all. And it's interesting, I think, from our side to show you the kind of conversations we have when we're thinking about now and our future.
We've got the Let's Talk Money side of the podcast, which is probably the most educational bit. But when I say educational, we are going to try and make this relatable. We are going to try and make it, dare I say, fun?
I think you can almost say
fun. We can certainly try.
We'll be picking up on maybe things that have been about in the news recently, things that are kind of relevant, so that when we're actually chatting these things through, it might mean something to some people.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I often, if I'm in my car and I'm on the radio,
You're always on the radio, you big radio presenter, you.
When I'm listening to the radio, when there's like a news beat or something and they talk about some new changes or new government legislation or regulations, or there might have been a budget or something like that, and they go through all that financy stuff, often it does go over my head.
It often goes over your head.
Yeah. So hopefully being able to break that down for our listeners will be a positive step. We've also got Q&A with the Crawfords.
Yeah.
Yeah, in particular, Greg Crawford.
Yeah, this is something where I have to use some of my knowledge and try and explain things to the listeners, but also often to you.
Yeah.
But where it's come about is that every time with client meetings that I have, I get asked some what I would class simple questions, but sometimes I find it simple because this is my job.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's getting some of those across. Yeah. And we kind of want to put a spin on that as well, because I've got questions that I'm asked every week, but also it was for others to ask questions as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, so this is the part of the show where the listeners get to actually engage and interact with us. So we do have a dedicated email address, which is podcasts@informfinancialplanning.co.uk. And every week, if you've got a question, if it's finance related, ping it over. Like, that is what the Q&A section with Greg is all about. Q&A with the Crawfords, we will answer anything. So it could be you've got a financial question about yourself, about your own financial planning needs. It could be, your parent or your grandparent is, approaching retirement, or whatever it could be. Use us, ask us any questions, and we'll have a section in the show where we address all of those. The other part of our show, which I actually really like, Greg, is what we've called lifetime learning.
This is good. I like this bit.
Yeah, I like this bit too. So for a long time now, it's been a real passion of mine to try and get people to understand the benefits of financial advice. Now, typically, people approach our business and approach, you know, us and our services at a point in their life when they're likely due to retire.
Most of my clients are 50s plus.
Yeah. So this part of the show is trying to just educate and let people know that really financial advice is beneficial at any age.
It is.
Like, I mean, I'm not saying babies.
I had a baby waddle into the office the other day demanding some financial advice. He didn't know where to put, you know, didn't know where to put his extra dummies and stuff like that.
But on a serious note, so obviously we don't actually have babies waddling in nappies. On a serious note though, I have so many friends and family members who have just had a baby. And the key thing to think of straight away is, if something was to happen to me, how can I protect my kids? Or how can I save money? Like, what's the most tax efficient investment vehicle to save for their future? So even children, you know, the parents of children do require financial advice. They just don't often know they can obtain it from companies like ours.
Yeah.
You know, when you're in your 20s or 30s and you're getting on the property ladder, mortgage advice, things like that.
And all the way up.
Yeah.
So when you're in your later retirement, every generation and relative of that generation has a financial planning need. And therefore, we think there's a little bit of education there, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's what lifetime learning is all about. It's going through the different generations and it's identifying what you should really just be thinking about, like what considerations you need to be taking into account and, you know, whether or not there are people like us around who can help. So
definitely.
Yeah, so we've got Q&A with the Crawfords, we've got lifetime learning, we've got our Let's Talk Money section, which is all about the latest news and the key headlines that we're hopefully going to sort of demyth, jargon bust and break down. And then we've got Let's Talk Marriage, which is all about me and you.
Yeah.
So our story is quite an interesting one. Obviously, we've both worked together for a very long time. I'm now Greg's boss, actually, but unfortunately for Greg, when he asked me to marry him, I wasn't his boss. So we've had like quite how we've adapted to that. And a lot of people find that interesting, don't they?
A lot of people ask how you can work together in closely knit roles.
Yeah, absolutely.
And still remain married.
Yeah. So there's quite a few different dynamics to our relationship. Obviously, husband and wife. We've got, you know, two co-workers together, one in a management role. So
we're co-shareholders.
Yeah, co-shareholders. So I think our story, especially from a career perspective, is quite an interesting one. So hopefully our listeners will enjoy hearing about that.
Yeah.
So that's all for our preview episode, guys. We honestly cannot wait to get this launched. Episode one is already in the bag. We hope you all tune in for it. Please tell your friends. If you can, you know, subscribe. Make sure you get notified when a new podcast is available. We're hoping on launching these every week. Tell your friends, tell your family, and, you know, after a while, if you enjoy them.
Yeah, give us a little bit of a rating.
Yeah, give us a review.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for listening, guys, and we hope you tune in next week.